Exactly. So, who have I got on the phone here? Hello?
It's Yvonne Smith with FEMA.
Oh, well, hi, Miss Yvonne. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'll tell you, we're doing better hearing from you. I think it's a... you're a voice that an awful lot of folks have been waiting to hear from.
Oh, gosh, I know. It's so sad. But, yeah, we are here to help and help with the start of recovery. So, yeah, let's talk about it.
What do we need to know first? If we're a homeowner, we get so many things thrown at once, and there's volunteering going on and food drives and all of the things that make it, you know, make you feel loved. But let's strip it all down. What's numero uno that we need to know?
Numero uno is register for assistance. We cannot help you until you register. So I'm going to keep repeating this information of how to register, because that's the first step. That is the very first step. You register with us, and our phone number is 1-800-621-3362. 1-800-621-3362. Or you can register online at disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov. Or you can register through the FEMA app. And that's through your FEMA app store. That's through your app store to register that way. I would highly recommend calling and going online. If you can go online, but calling at 1-800-621-3362. That's the first step, to call us. The next step, if you have homeowners insurance, file your own homeowners insurance claim. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because FEMA cannot duplicate benefits. So if you have certain benefits through your homeowners insurance, file that now. We are coming up behind the homeowner's insurance with any uninsured needs you may have. So if you're fully insured, we can't duplicate that. Federally, we cannot duplicate that by mandate, but we can support and assist you on uninsured, unmet needs. So file your claim, homeowner's insurance. Call us to get the ball rolling, to get yourself a registration number, and then we work you all through the process. Want to advise you that this is, of course, a process. It's the federal government. You have to file, you know, your forms. You know, there is paperwork. But we do all of that to make sure that we're getting the assistance to the right people at the right time. Tess?
Well, and again, I want to make sure, too, that the folks know, you know, this is something that can be confusing, but the help is there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We are in Princeton. We are at the building at 600 Main Street. We have folks lined up right now waiting for survivors to come to Princeton in this building. We're there every day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are here to help you. So please, please, please register with us. You have damages. Do not sit there and think you have to go it alone. That is why we are here. Do you know we have more than 400 people in Kentucky right now whose main mission is to help the survivors of this deadly tornado? So, yeah, it can only happen once you make that phone call, once you go online, once you use that app. That's when the process starts. We are sitting and waiting. Don't let us be here by ourselves waiting, because we have mobilized people to help the survivors.
Well, and how important is it to make sure that they get registered with you before they start fixing the damage?
You know, the thing about that is, when you register, you will let us know that you have damages, right? What we will do, once your registration is in the system, we will have a home inspector to call you and let you know, hey, we're going to be out. We'll be in your area. We want to stop by and contact you. Let us get in touch with you to talk about your damages. Absolutely. We need to make sure that we see you, that we talk with you, that we have contact with you once you register, so that we can keep this ball rolling.
Well, and again, you know, documentation, I've heard, is key as well.
Absolutely. Documentation. And if you don't mind, let me walk you through it.
Yes,
when
please.
When you apply, yes, when you apply online or when you call 1-800-621-3362, this is what we're going to ask you for and for you to have available when you call. We want to know your address with your zip code. We want to know the condition of your damaged home. We want to know your information on your homeowner's insurance, if you have it. We need your Social Security number. We need a contact number for you. If we have to call you, which we will, we need a good phone number to call you. And we need an address where we can get mail to you or your email address. We're going to need an email address. We'll also need your direct deposit number. Why do we need your direct deposit at the bank? Well, disaster assistance funds can be sent directly to your bank account. So we're going to ask you for your bank account type, your account number, and your routing number. That is what we do. If we're not mailing it to you, your assistance, your financial assistance, we're going to direct deposit it to you.
Okay, and then all of that can be done in any of the ways that you've already set, right? I mean, that
absolutely.
And because I know a lot of folks, you know, they say, well, I'd love to give you that documentation, but I don't have it anymore.
Well, you know what? We work with you because we understand the magnitude of this tornado, and we understand that things could be gone. All you have to do is, once you register, is tell the folks on the line exactly that. You don't have that information. In some cases, we can direct you because the Commonwealth can have places where you can get copies of information. So we'll direct you, say, can, you know, maybe the Commonwealth has this information, because we are really working closely with Kentucky Emergency Management. We are lockstep with each other to help each other out and making sure that we support survivors. But yes, absolutely, we understand that you may not have the documentation that we're asking for, but you need to talk to us on the phone so that we can walk you through it and we can find out what other documentation we can use to help, for one thing, to get you registered and making sure that we are identifying you by your documentation or how we can get to that.
Now, you mentioned whether you had insurance or not. So this is not just for folks who had homeowners insurance or that is insured with property damage. This is for those even without.
That is exactly right. This is for renters. We help homeowners. We help renters. That's exactly right. If you do not have homeowners insurance, we need to talk to you. If you have homeowners insurance, we need to talk to you.
Well, and I think that's I think that's important too. What to ask when you said renters? What does the FEMA assistance do for renters?
We can help renters with their personal property. We can also help renters with rental assistance, so that they can go somewhere and rent a place so that they can live. The bottom line is that we want to get renters, we want to get homeowners in areas that are safe, sanitary, and functioning. You know, we cannot have renters, we cannot have homeowners out in the cold. That is unacceptable. We cannot do that.
Well, I'll tell you, that is information that I know right there that is so important and so many people have had questions about. Because, you guys have seen, this isn't your first rodeo, in other words. So you know exactly what to do to get them help the fastest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we're here. We are here to help homeowners and renters. Yes, there is a misconception when it comes to renters that, you know, we do not help renters. That is a misconception. That is not true. We help renters.
Well, I'll tell you, you have been so enlightening, and I am so, 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 so glad that we've been able to talk to you today. If you could give anybody any advice, you know, I mean, I know you've been through a lot of the disasters. I know you've tried to help folks in so many different ways. And what do you see as far as really being helpful to help folks just bounce back? What is that something that you see time and again?
You know, bouncing back, it's really it's the determination. It's the willingness to say that we've gone through the worst. Let's face it, this is the worst day of their lives for going through something like this. But it's the bouncing back. It's knowing that you're not alone. It's knowing that we have so many people here on the ground in Kentucky. And let me add right now, we have mobilized folks from FEMA working from California who's here all the way on the other side from Puerto Rico. So we've got workers here who are here right now waiting to help. We've got workers in Washington, D.C. who's waiting for that phone call. We are here to support you. We are here to make it happen. You know, we're working to get the assistance that you need. So do not believe that we are here and then we're going away tomorrow. We are not. We are going to be here for quite some time to make sure that we're getting the assistance to the survivors when they need it. But you have to register first. Can't happen unless you register. And once you do that registering test, we're going to give every survivor who registers a 9-digit FEMA registration number. Consider this like your Social Security number. But this is for the FEMA registration number. This number will follow you all the way through the process. And this is a number only unique to you, so that once we're talking with you, we're going to identify that number to make sure you are who you say you are. Because I hate to admit it, Tess, but already we've got con artists out there trying to scam people. And we are fighting hard on our end. We're working with the Attorney General's office to make sure that con artists do not take advantage of the survivors. I mean, that's just disgusting. You know, you've gone through this hardship. You've gone through what's happening here with this tornado. And now we've got con artists out here trying to scam people out of their money. And we're just not having it. We're trying our hardest to get all the survivors educated on when you call in and what happens here. You file we have your claim here as far as your registration. We send out home inspectors to monitor your home and see what damages. What they're doing, the home inspectors, let me add here, they're just verifying what you say has been damaged. We're not appraising. We're not putting a price on anything. We're going out. If you say the home is destroyed, we're verifying the home is destroyed. If you say you've lost part of your home, we're verifying you've lost part of your home. That's what the inspectors are doing. They are not out there to give you an amount as far as, oh, this is how much we're going to give you. They do not do that. All they're doing is verifying. And these inspectors, might I add, are coming to you with FEMA badges. Here's where the con artists are coming in right now. They're trying to duplicate our badges and say that they're inspectors. That is not the case. You will see a badge from us. And we're going to verify that registration number, that 9-digit number. So when we verify that number with you, if that's not your number, you know that you're potentially up for a con artist trying to take away what's yours, of what we're trying to give to you. So we're going to verify that number with you. Only you know that number, and we know that number is FEMA. If that's not the right number, don't do it. Also, if someone is calling you saying that you have registered with FEMA, and you have not registered with FEMA, that's a con game going on right now where somebody's trying to steal identity to say that they're trying to register in your name. So if you did not register, then yes, call that FEMA number, 1-800-621-3362. You can call that number and say, I didn't register with you, but somebody's trying to register in my name. We are trying on our end. The Attorney General's office is trying on their end to head this off at the pass, because again, this is the worst day of so many folks' lives. Don't add con artists into this. That is what we're fighting against right now, and it's really horrific to take advantage of folks like that. But yeah, we're fighting the fraud angle as we try so hard right now to get everyone registered who's lost so much in this deadly tornado. But everyone, please help us. Please register. Please register at 1-800-621-3362. Please go online, disasterassistance.gov. That is the step. Please file your home insurance claim. That's going to get you going as well. We've got the SBA here as well, the Small Business Administration. They're here as well. So this is all we're doing. We're just waiting for you. We're waiting for you to register.
As a community, Yvonne, what can we do to help these folks? I mean, we all want to help so badly. And I can tell you, I don't think I was prepared for the amount of love that has continued to pour in day one to this community and the surrounding communities as well. But what do we as a community, how can we help these folks the most?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to give you two areas. The American Red Cross. The American Red Cross are our partners as well. And they need the donations. They need financial donations to keep it going as far as, you know, helping the community. Also, Kentucky Emergency Management. If you go online to Kentucky Emergency Management on their website, main page on the website, go online, look to the right on the main page on the website. That is information if you want to donate or if you want to volunteer. They're collecting information as well. So between the American Red Cross and what the folks here in Kentucky are doing as well for donations and volunteers, that's the best way to do it. I know, Tess, I mean, everyone wants to help and jump in, and that's wonderful. That is the American spirit, you know. But what we're trying to do is make sure that's channeled to the right resources. The Red Cross is an excellent resource. I mean, we all know what they do for shelters, for feeding folks. They're an excellent resource, and as well here in Kentucky. Go on that main page, Kentucky Emergency Management, and go to the right, look to the right, and there's information for donations as well as for volunteering.
What would you say to our officials and leaders in the area when they're trying to help, you know, filter folks in the right direction? What would you say to those folks?
You know, first and foremost, get that FEMA registration number. Get that FEMA registration number out into the public. That is your first step. You know, we cannot help you until you register for assistance. That's how this works. You know, we are out in Kentucky. We are in Princeton. We are setting up mobile registration intake centers. There's one in Princeton where you can go in and start the registration process. Starting next week, we're going to have disaster recovery centers. Those are the standing buildings where you can go in, and there's a whole host of people in those buildings. There's FEMA, SBA, Kentucky, local and state agencies to help as well. So we're building out as we go right now. Our stopgap at this point, our emergency Band-Aid, are the mobile registration intake centers that we have popped up right now. We're moving on to more standalone buildings called disaster recovery centers. And that's where you can walk in and get information on anything from the federal government, state, local, SBA. Everybody will be located in that building to help. But you got to register. And please, don't, you know, we come across where folks, and we understand, think that you may not have enough damage, or you think that others are probably harder hit than you and you don't want to register. Please don't. Please register. You know, we are all very proud people. We all understand that, you know, we want to look out for our neighbors. But there is no reason, if you suffer damages from this tornado, there is no reason for you not to apply. You have to apply. If you need assistance, we're here. You know, I'm here. I do not live in Kentucky, but I am here. And I'm convinced that we are going to do everything that we possibly can to help. But we have to see you. You have to call us. You have to go online and register. And that's
how does that affect, by the way, how does that affect when, you know, a lot of times when they say we need to know how many, we need to know what exactly the damage is so we know exactly how much help that your area needs. How imperative are those registries of folks to, you know, based upon how much in the end the government says, well, this is how much this area needs?
Well, you know, and that's how, let me just tell you right now, to date, we have approved more than $1 million for individuals and households to start their recovery. To date, right now, $1 million have been approved. And we all know that number is going up. right? As long as we have folks registering and getting approved for this money. So across the Commonwealth here, in this affected area, when you apply, when you receive funding, when for eligible folks who are receiving this funding, this money will go up. $1 million is just the start. We all know that's just the start for folks. And that's been since the president granted this major disaster declaration. So we're just, what, 1 week into our federal effort right now? And I say it, I mean, it's a lot of money, but I say just $1 million. But that's a lot of money right now. And that's just the beginning. So we have to have you registered.
Well, and that's not just for cleanup either. I want folks to understand that although the president did talk about, you know, and really strongly talked about the amount of effort and funds that were going to go into cleanup, when you say long term, you mean that means we've got to start rebuilding at some point, too.
Yes, absolutely. And this money is helping you towards that. This is exactly. So if you're in a home, for example, and you've had minor to damage, this home is helping you provide, put money in your pocket to get you back to the rebuilding effort in your recovery. You know, and remember, FEMA is not homeowners insurance. FEMA is augmenting, you know, your homeowners insurance if you have it. But we're just a small part of this puzzle right now. It's your homeowners insurance. It's federal assistance. It's the SBA to help businesses as well. And the SBA also help homeowners and renters. So we're all coming together as a unit trying to get funding to the survivors right now.
Well, bless your heart. We sure appreciate you because how do you eat a T-Rex one bite at a time? This is an enormous undertaking with, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. Beth and I, you know, I think it was a whole room full of us talking about it, actually, this is not just one area or two side-by-side area. This is a huge area, one town after another.
Absolutely. It is a huge area. It's wow. Looking at it, you know, you just don't realize it until you're on the ground and you're looking at it. And I remember last week driving by through Mayfield, and you cannot become emotional, you know, when you see the damage and the destruction. You know about the lives lost. You cannot drive by it and not be emotional. And I was looking at it, and there, you know, I truly understood that this process is going to take a while. We're going to be here for a while, and we're here to help survivors. That is our mission, is to help survivors. And that's what we're going to do. And that's why we're in Princeton. And that's why we will be here for a while, because it is important for survivors to know we are here to help. You know, don't think about it as the big federal government. Think about it as these agencies, FEMA, SBA. We're here on the ground in the Commonwealth to help. So we need you to meet us halfway and register. This is what we need you to do.
It's a help us help you.
You know, I didn't want to say that, Jess, but that's exactly what we are here for. Help us help you. And we can't help you until you register.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to be at the top of everybody's come over for dinner list before this is over with. You know that, right? Because we like to feed people in this area. And
you know what? If you've got some fried fish, I'm on my way.
You are talking to the catfish area of the country, man. We've got some. We'll feed you, girl. We will feed you. That's one thing about it. You know, that's been frustrating for a lot of us, is because we do want to help. But folks like you are the ones that we got to be humble enough to say, look, I can't do for you what these folks are going to do for you. Now, I can feed you, and we can help get you some, you know, some clothing and some necessities, but these are the folks that are going to rebuild your house and make sure that you have the funds available to get back on your feet. and get that stuff cleaned up and just kind of start over. So I, you know, and again, we've had some folks that are that have been in the area, unfortunately, already that, you know, have been claiming that they're you. I don't know how they could be you because you seem pretty unique to me. I love you already. But, you know, they have been claiming to do that, and it does create distrust. So, I mean, yes. Being able for them to walk in and see you eyeball to eyeball is a big thing around here right now, I do believe.
Absolutely. And if you, if for folks who can come out and see us eyeball to eyeball, we urge you to do it because you do get that one-on-one attention. We do hear your story. We do. We ask you, you know, tell us about the damages. If you have pictures of your damages, that helps as well. But to document just what you've lost to help us, because we need to know that information to keep this process rolling. And you're right, Tess. You know, I've been with FEMA for 6 years, and it never fails. Wherever I am, there's con artists. And I don't know what type of person that is who decides that someone has lost everything, and now I'm going to try to use their identity to steal from them. I mean, that's just beyond horrible. It really is. But we come up against this almost in every disaster where people listen. So there's been a disaster, and then they try to take money out of folks who really need the money. So that's why I'm saying when we have home inspectors, they will have badges. You know, I know you can duplicate badges, but they will have badges. They're going to identify themselves. They're going to identify your special, unique 9-digit FEMA registration number. If they cannot get that number to you and tell you what that number is, you know it's a con artist. You know it's a scam because that number is like your Social Security number. Only you know that Social Security number. And here it is with us with FEMA. Only we know your registration number because you registered. So if we can quote it back to you, if we can tell you, you know we're the legitimate folks. If these people can't do it, who are these con artists, you know they're not the legitimate folks.
Well, I think that's a great point. Don't give it to them when they say, now, what's your number? Let me verify. No. You give me my number, and then we'll talk.
Exactly. You know, I should know your number, you know, and if I can't give you your number when we're talking on the phone, because we, too, are trying to identify you. We're asking you information because when you registered, you gave us specific information about you. So we can, we'll ask you, okay, let's verify who you are. And then you need to verify with us who we are. So that we are in sync with each other. The real FEMA people, the real caring FEMA people here, we are not trying to take money from you. We're trying to give money to you. So,
well, don't let me hold you back. You give me all you want. You hear me? Well, you know what? These folks have been through an awful lot, and it sounds to me like the number one thing that before anything else can happen or be verified or do anything is they got to get that number. And to do that, they've got to register, and that is the most important thing. And you guys are open 7 days a week?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been running strong since December 10th. We have been going 7 days a week. I personally have been working 12, 15 hours a day. So it gets longer for us who are trying to establish those buildings for those disaster recovery centers because we've got to work with the state, with local governments to identify where those buildings are. Those buildings do not pop up out of nowhere. We have to work with the state, with the Commonwealth, with the local leaders as well to identify the building and that is in an area that's accessible to all. So we're not going to put a building somewhere where everybody cannot get to it. We're looking for a building so that everybody can get to it and that they can come in and not only register for assistance, but you can come into these facilities and get information on what is the latest on your case. So this is one-stop shopping for survivors to get information in. But we're working, you know, we are working long hours, and that's what we do because that's the least of our worries right now. Our intent is to register as many people as we can, as many survivors who want to register. We want to register you too. So today, we are here till 5 o'clock today, and we're going 7 days a week. We start off at 8 a.m. We shut down at 5, 7 days a week. So there is really, we hope that this is convenient for everybody to come throughout the day. Whenever it's convenient for you, to stop by and see us, register, or find out more about where your registration is in the process right now. But there's some plenty of happy people, more than 400 people here on the ground, who are sitting here in your lovely cold and rainy weather.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous? I promise you, you'll see real us here in a few days. When I think it's tomorrow when the sunshine hits. We look a lot better in the sunshine.
I was just laughing, saying, I need to go buy a coat. But
well, now they have called for the season of shivers, so you might need a coat. But I'll tell you, now don't get me wrong, we're pretty even when it's rainy outside, because that's just who we are. But, I mean, we shine a lot better when the sun's out.
I love it. I love it. But, yeah, we're here, and we are waiting. You know, you can do it three different ways, on the phone, online, on your app. We're making it super convenient for you to, for survivors to register. But the first step is registering.
Well, and I appreciate you. And I think it was so important to talk to folks or talk to you and let folks hear your voice and let them know that, look, this is not a bunch of black suits sitting around, you know, with their computers and you're just a number. That's not who these folks are. And I know a lot of times, anytime somebody says a government anything, they're like, oh, no. But that's not what you all are here for. Those are not the people that you are, and you're trying to help. You want to hear their stories. You want to get those funds to them. And the best way to protect them, and if I'm hearing you right, that's renters, that's people with insurance, that's people without insurance, that's homeowners, just to come register. That is the most important thing.
You are hearing me right. You have said it. You are exactly right. It is homeowners, renters. If you have insurance, if you do not have insurance, we need you. We need you to come and register. We are here. We're trying to get you some type of assistance to get you on your road to recovery. And again, we're just part of the equation here. We're not the only group, but we're part of the group, and we're trying to get help in your hands. But you have to register first. You've got to call that number, 1-800-621-3362, 1-800-621-3362. You've got to go online if you can, disasterassistance.gov, or on our FEMA app. You can go that way as well. Three different ways to do it, or come on in, stop off. You know, we are in Princeton. We're in Dawson Springs right now. Oh, my gosh. We're all over right now. So I'm traveling, actually, throughout these mobile registration intake centers, talking to survivors on hand about getting registered. We've got a team of people across the Commonwealth trying to register. So it's all in the survivor right now. We're here. We need you to stop in and register, or from the convenience of your own home, call us, go online, use the FEMA app.
Bless your heart. Now, everybody knows that Miss, she likes some catfish, so we can hook you up when you get over here. I guarantee you, Yvonne, you're going to end up with, you said it now, when you get that catfish, you'll know where that come from. Of course, that's the other part of that, too. Again, let's be kind to these folks as they're here. Let's utilize them. And I promise you, we're going to hear from them again. This won't be the first time. But I sure do appreciate that you guys are contacting and trying to help and trying to reach out and doing it in a time frame where, you know, some folks can't come on a Friday, but they could come on a Saturday or Sunday. And
absolutely.
You know what? I can't say thanks enough for that. I really tell everybody that you work with that we're glad to have them and come on.
Oh, thank you so much. Glad to be with you. Just again, please register. And also, please, please, please be mindful. I'm sorry to say this, but please be mindful that everybody, there's con artists out here, and they're not all out to help. So be mindful of the con artists. Understand that we know your information. We know your registration number. If we can't give you that registration number, if we can't verify that, then you're not talking to the right people. We are trying really, really hard to fight against fraud and scams. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it with the help of the Commonwealth here of Kentucky Emergency Management. We've been talking to state police. we are going to make sure that the right money gets into the right hands of people. So it's a joint effort, but understand FEMA is on the ground ready to help you. So please register.
Well, I'll tell you, last week was all about survival, and I think this next week we're going to pull up our bootstraps and we're going to thrive. So I think we're going to move from surviving to thriving, hopefully, in about 7 days' time. So I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're on the road to thriving. Yeah, this is something that's shaken the country. You know, we've all watched in disbelief looking at it, and now we're moving to let's get the recovery process going. Let's get you back on your feet. What is it that we can do to assist you to help you get back on your feet?
Let us help you. Man, I cannot say thank you enough, Yvonne. And you enjoy that catfish when it gets there. Miss Beth said that she wants to let you know she's going to be calling you soon and hollering at you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.